This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sports fans are mourning U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant. He was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says Bryant was one of nine people killed when the private helicopter went down. Bryant's 13-year-old daughter is also reported to be among the victims. The cause of the crash is unclear. Bryant became the NBA's youngest All-Star at age 19 in 1998. He won Olympic gold medals in 2008 and 2012. He spent most of his career with the L.A. Lakers. Fans in L.A. say they are reeling from the loss. Fan Derek Martin says Bryant had a huge impact on the city.
Everything he brought to the city, hard work, dedication, just always, he put the city on our back, or his back. And he brought us 5 championships, played his heart out until he retired. He left everything on the court, and he's a major part of the city.
Kobe Bryant was 41 years old. The Senate impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump took a full-day break Sunday as his legal team prepares to make a detailed defense and senators debate a major procedural issue. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The big question, whether to introduce more documentary evidence and witnesses, such as acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Senator James Langford, an Oklahoma Republican, tells ABC's This Week he's not convinced.
Looks like they're asking the Senate to go be special counsel, go search, go seek out. That's not really the task of the Senate.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tells reporters.
An uphill fight, yes. Would I say it's likely to happen? No. Would I say there's no chance it will happen? No.
Senators will get another chance to vote after a 16-hour question and answer session, which will follow the defense presentation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
VOA News.